朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们都知道今天相信有神不是现代人的问题。
We all understand that believing in God is not a problem.
怎么样跟这个神发生关联是一个很重要的事情。
Yet the more important things is how to be related with this God.
怎么样让这位神，怎么样让神的心意能够跟我们发生密切的关系。 The secret is,It's only a prayer away. 只有一个祷告之隔而已。
The way, the real secret of touching this God is only one prayer away.
这几年我常常说一句话，有许多的人慕道多年，听福音多年，对于他来讲，不信主或者还没有信主，不是知识的问题，是意志的问题。
It's as I repeated for many times in the last few years,Whether a seeker can find God or not is really whether he's willing to do that prayer or not.
不是说你还懂不懂神，知不知道有神，而是你愿不愿意谦卑自己接受神。
It's not a matter whether he understands the reasons. It's really the matter of whether he can humble himself and accept God.
那个谦卑最具体的表现就是祷告。
Being through to manifest.Or to show this humbleness is to kneel down and pray.
你在任何时候，在任何地方，你一个祷告可以把三尺之上的神成为你的神。
In anywhere, wherever you are, as soon as you pray to the God, and that 3 feet of a gap will disappear.
三尺也好，三寸也好，不是你的，还是不是你的。
Whether the God is only 3 feet or 3 inches away.If he's not yours, he is not yours.
In prayer, I know the heart of God. 巴不得我们真是从他们今天所唱的，给我们再一次这样的提醒，让我们知道我们与神之间只是一岛之隔而已。
Let this presentation to be a good reminder to us once again that the only difference between the distance between us and God is just through that very prayer.
既然提到那个 TV 的 commercial, 他提到说Your success is only a phone call away. 那么让我们今天就从这个角度来思想我们今天的题目。
Well, since we started with this commercial that your success is only a phone call away, let's also start today's sermon from that verse.
24年服侍主。
For 24 years of serving the God.
我一直向往自己成为一个成功的传道人。
I always wanted myself to be a successful preacher.
我觉得这是一个很正常的事情。
I consider this to be a normal attitude.
每一行每一页，即使你在家里面做家庭主妇也好，当你是一个对人生很认真的人的时候，你希望你把那件事情做得成功。
In each and every one professions, including housewives,If you are serious about what you do and you wanted to be successful in what you do,
转眼在这里侍奉已经满十年。
It's very close to be 10 years being here.
我常常问我自己，常常师母问我，我问师母，到底这十年我是一个成功的无本教会的牧师吗？
Very often my wife and I ask each other and ask myself, am I a successful pastor in this Woven Church?
在今年1987年开始到现在，我们一直在思想一个主题，就是忠心的管家。
The theme of this year, as you recall, is the faithful stewards.
最近我突然把这两件事情连在一起。
Very suddenly that I connected these two things together.
什么叫成功呢？
What does that mean to be successful?
人数少，给你一代代的人数多，你成功了。
Does that mean the increasing attendance of the church is a measure of success?
大家本来是冷冷淡淡，可有可无，或冷或热，现在变成都火热起来，这是成功了。
Maybe from another point of view, that we have turned our church members from lukewarm to very hard about the church affairs, is that a measure of success?
也许我们会从这些角度来衡量一个传道人的成功与否。
Perhaps someone would view or judge the successfulness of a pastor using these point of view.
但是最近这几个月，我一直有个强烈的一个感觉，真正属灵的成功，或者说成功在教会里面的同义词是什么呢？我认为就是忠心。
Yet, I think the most important word to measure success in the church is really the faithfulness.
忠心不是看你外面的工作的成就，不是看你外面成绩的报表。
The faithfulness is not measured by your physical accomplishment.
真正的忠心是由神来定，真正的忠心是由神来宣告。
The true faithfulness is declared or proclaimed by God.
如果神说你某某人是个忠心的仆人，弟兄姊妹，我恭喜你，你是个成功的神的仆人。
If God had proclaimed that you are a faithful Christian, then I will congratulate you because you have succeeded.
你很会讲道，你很会写书，你到处人家知道认识你，你是一个出名的人。但是你不一定是一个在神的眼中看为忠心的人。
You may be a good preacher, you may be a good author, you may be very famous in people's view, but you need not to be a faithful steward.
我们从来没有像今年有一个主题而在主日讲台一直讲那个主题，今年是破纪录第一次。
This is the first year that we persistently preaching the same thing on the pulpit.
在讲台上，我跟弟兄姊妹用了好几次的主日，从圣经上看什么叫做忠心的管家。
Through many preachings on this pulpit, I have been preaching to you, talking about what is this faithful steward mean.
在马太福音25章，我们第一次看这一段在看忠心的管家的题目的时候，我们就给忠心下了一个定义。是到底的坚持，或者是坚持到底的一种属灵的美德，叫做忠心。
We've given a definition when we studied the faithful steward back in the Matthew 25th. That is to sustain your duty till the end.
如果我们用中国的这个成语来说，一个锲而不舍的人，就是一个忠心先决的条件。一个坚持到底的就是一个忠心的一个条件。
In other words, in the Chinese way, that if you consistent or you persistent to the end is a measure of your faithfulness.
圣经里面没有告诉我们说你要到老忠心，圣经告诉我们说你要至死忠心。
The Bible did not teach us to be faithful till you're old, but rather to be faithful until you die.
因为我们今天没有多少人可以到老。
Perhaps not.Very many can become old in this age.
如果圣经要我们至老忠心的话，我们有很多中年人、青年人，我们就没有被称为忠心可能的机会。
If the Bible have taught us to be faithful till old, then many of us may not have that opportunity.
我们的执事张国生弟兄今天不在我们中间。
One of our deacons, brother Zhang is not among us today.
他赶到 Columbus, Ohio, 今天去参加一个葬礼。
He hurried to Columbus, Ohio, for a funeral service.
他告诉我说，他有一个非常要好，一起在属灵上追求的好朋友，30几岁，大肠 cancer，上个礼拜去世。
He told me that one of his closest friends died of cancer, at age about 30s.
礼拜五我跟张弟兄一起吃饭的时候，他告诉我，他说李牧师，我这个朋友是一个至死忠心的人。
As I had lunch with Brother Zhang, he mentioned to me that this friend of mine is faithful till death.
坚持到底就是忠心。
That he persistent to the end means faithfulness.
这是忠心的定义。
This is the definition to be faithful.
忠心的范围是什么呢？
What is the area about being faithfulness?
这几个月我一直强调忠心有两个范围。
And I have emphasized the two areas about faithfulness.
一个是在信仰上的忠心，一个是在侍奉上的忠心。
In one aspect, it's about your believing or your faith here. The other one is about serving the Lord.
上个礼拜我们感谢主，有26位朋友们在福音营，他们决志信耶稣。
We want to thank the Lord. Last week, there were 26 people turned to Christ in our gospel camp.
但是我们不知道十年以后，二十年以后，这二十六个人在哪里。
But I still wonder where they will be, maybe 10 or 20 years from now.
不见得这二十六个人里面的人，我们叫做在信仰上很可惜，他们不够忠心。
Because exactly, I'm not sure all of them will become a faithfully a believer or servicing the Lord.
除了在信仰上忠心以外，另外一个我们一般比较熟悉或者比较联想的直接想到的就是在侍奉上面的忠心。
Besides being faithful in faith, the other aspect of it is to be faithful in serving the Lord.
很多时候用一些事情，用一句话来勉励我自己。我常常提醒我自己，你现在侍奉好像不错，但是千万要继续的靠主，免得你晚节不保。
I often encourage myself by saying, even though you may be measuring up right now, but you really have to be persistently doing the same or even the better job when you're old.
在教会历史里面，不管是西方，不管是在中国，我们常常看见许多神兴起的，越像日正当中一样的一些神所重用的仆人。
Through the histories, we see the God, how God raised able to.To bring out those faithful servants.
但是曾几何时，这些奉献给主的这些人，今天哪里去了？
Yet, how many of them are able to persist to the ends?
我最近在复习看一本 Richard Foster 的书。
Recently, I'm reviewing a book by Richard Foster.
这本书的题目叫做 Money, Sex, and Power.
The title of this book is Money.Sex and the power.
讲到金钱，讲到性，讲到权力。
In speaking of money, sex, and power.
在这本书里面再三的提到，魔鬼撒旦用这三个法宝来攻击信徒，特别是攻击神的仆人。
Precisely mentioned in this book that these are the three tools used by Satan.To attack the servants of Lord.
有人曾经被这三样打倒，而且倒得非常的厉害。
Some have failed on these three, not only so, but tragically.
我们要做忠心的管家，是不是我们在这里失败过，就跟忠心绝了缘呢？
Does that really mean that if once we have failed on these one of these three accounts,Am I not able to become a faithful steward anymore?
如果我们仔细读圣经，我们的答案是否决的。
If you study the Bible carefully, the answer is a definitive no.
是的，我们会被这些事情打败。
Yes, indeed, we may fail on these accounts.
但是求主帮助我们，让我们为这样的传道人，为这样的弟兄，为这样的姊妹，为这样的肢体祷告，让他回头以后能够坚固他的弟兄。
Yet by the name of the Lord, we want to pray for those people that have failed once, that they may return, they may also be again be helpful to the other people.
所以我很简单的把过去所讲的做一个总结，忠心的定义，忠心的范围，让我们一同先有一个印象在我们的脑海里。
So I have quickly concluded the definitions and the meanings of the being faithfulness.
今天我要提到摩西。这一个忠心管家的楷模。
Today I want to mention again about this model person, of being a faithful steward, Moses himself.
摩西不是完人。
Moses was not a perfect man.
他一定，如果你读圣经的话，你一定同意我，摩西不是一个完全人。
If you study the Bible, you would agree with me that Moses was by no means perfect.
他动了血气，发了脾气，结果使他不能进迦南地。
Because he lost his temper and he was expelled from entering the land of Canaan.
连摩西的婚姻的生活都不尽理想。
Even Moses' marriage life was not ideal.
他在那里拼命讲，犹太人不可以跟外族人通婚。
He emphasized that the Jewish people cannot marry the Gentiles.
但是他竟然娶了一个古时一个黑人的女子。
Yet he married a Negro.
到不在乎皮肤的颜色，而是在乎非犹太人、非神的选民。我们看见他说和他做竟然有那么大的一个距离。
So we emphasize in the fact that he is not practicing what he's preaching.
但是圣经里面说他是在神的全家敬忠的人。
Yet the Bible mentions that Moses is faithful in all God's house.
那是希伯来书里面讲。
That was mentioned in Hebrew.
但是希伯来书是引旧约来讲。
Yet Hebrew is quoting from the Old Testament.
那么旧约又是谁这样评论这个摩西是在神的全家敬忠的呢？
Then in the Old Testament, and who gave this judgment?And Moses was faithful.
在民数记十二章第七节，是上帝亲口见证摩西是在神全家敬忠的人。
This is a statement set by the God as recorded in the book of Numbers.
他说，我的仆人，他是在我全家敬忠的。
He said, my servant, he is faithful in all God's house.
这不是人对他的评价，而是上帝亲口的见证。
It is not a judgment passed along by other people, but rather a true testimony from the God.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，你忠心与否不在于你自己怎么看你自己，也不在教会怎么看你，乃是看神怎么样来看你。
Yes, indeed, whether you're faithful or not is not judged by yourself nor others around you, but by God Himself.
这时我们在福音营听见张明哲教授讲了一句这样的话。
And this time at a gospel camp,We heard this statement from Professor Zhang.
事实上，他是引用林肯总统说的一句话。
He was quoting a statement from President Lincoln.
他说，如果一千人说你好，而上帝没有说，你不要太乐。
Don't be too happy too early, even if 1,000 people saying you're a good guy, but the God hasn't spoken yet.
一千人骂你，神说你是忠心的管家，你尽管可以心花怒放。
You should be rejoiced, even though the 1,000 people are repelling you, but the God said you are a faithful steward.
这不是一件容易的功课。
This is not an easy lesson.
因为我们到底还是活在人群的当中的人。
Because we live in this world.
我们看见人的脸色，我们看见人对我们的态度，影响我们，震撼我们，摇摆我们是多么的厉害。
Because we cannot but notice the other people and be influenced by how the other people view me.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们有这样的一个看见。
Yet we ask the Lord to help us to really see through such a truth.
让我们只讨神的喜欢。
That we're only going to please the Lord.
但是让我补充一下。
Let me also make an additional statement.
有的人故意惹人的讨厌，以为神一定喜欢他，不见得。
Please don't be overdoing it, that you deliberately want to offend other people, so you believe that in doing so, the God will be pleased.
耶稣基督的见证是神和人喜爱他的心一起增长。
In the example of Jesus Christ, that the people and God's minds are liking him increasingly simultaneously.
有人说在教会里面有的人故意显得特别的怪，特别要鹤立鸡群，与众不同。
There are certain people, they really wanted to stand out among a church people.
那么表示说，因为大家都讨厌我，所以等于上帝喜欢我，不见得，这个等号不存在。
He's doing so deliberately making other people dislike him, so he's making the equivalency that in doing so, God would love me, which is false.
但是不可否认的，很多时候，当你要讨神的喜悦的时候，你不见得人人都欢迎你。
Yes, undeniably, sometime in some situations, when you wanted to please God, not every people would love you.
不晓得是自己越老还是怎么样，我现在越来越想开了。
Perhaps because we're not getting younger, and I can see through these things much easier now.
我以前非常看重这个人的脸色，那个人跟我讲话的神态，那个人背后有没有什么含义，是那个笑里面有没有刀疤，这些我以前非常的敏感。
I used to be extremely sensitive about what's behind people's expression.
我最近越来越感觉到一件事情。
The more so that I feel differently.
今天我们在神的家中。
Today in God's house.
我们对神不够敏感，我们对人过分敏感。
Perhaps we're not sensitive to God and we are too sensitive to people.
原来我再说一遍，今天教会弟兄姊妹传道人一个大的危机，对神不够敏感，对神对人过分敏感。
A great danger in the church today is because the Christians, as well as preachers, are oversensitive to other people, yet insensitive to God.
神的称许，神的反应，神的对我们的评价，我们今天不太在乎。
We pay less attention to God's praises and to God's demand or things on us.
不要忘记，摩西是神公然宣告、见证、介绍的一个忠心的仆人。
Please do not forget that Moses was proclaimed by God to be a faithful steward.
上一次讲到摩西120岁三个阶段，许多人反应非常的热烈。
As I remember that when I talk about the three age stages of Moses, there were enthusiastic response from you.
他第一个40岁。我们用两个字来形容，第二个40岁，我们也是用两个字；第三个40岁，也是用两个字来形容。
In his 340 years of stages, on each of these three, we use two words to describe them.
第一个四十岁，我们用我能这两个字形容；第二个40岁，用 I can't 我不能来形容；第三个40岁，用神能来形容。
In the first 40 years, it'sThe word described by I can, and the second 40 is I cannot, and the last 40 is God can.
40岁在埃及的皇宫学尽了埃及一切的学问，说话行事都有能力。这是使徒行传7:22介绍他的话。
As stated in the Bible, for the first 40 years, he learned everything in an Egyptian palace.And he was able to do just about anything.
请注意，当摩西站起来说“我能”的时候，他不是 bluffing， 他不是唬你的，他是有真材实料的“我能”。
He did not mean to be arrogant when he stood up and say, "I can" for the first 40 years.
换句话说，他不是一个纸老虎。
In other words, he has true material. He's not a paper tiger.
他不是一个虚晃一招的人，他真的有一些真材实料在他里面，所以他每一次说话他有把握，每一次做事他很有把握。
He's the guy, he can assure he has great assurance of himself because he knows and he believes he has the stuff.
但是很明显，在那四十年的当中，神不能用他。
Yet it's obvious that for that 40 years,God could not use him.
他想要帮助神的忙，结果是越帮越忙。
He wanted to help God, yet he's causing more trouble by doing that.
服侍主越久，我越多看见有这样的信徒。
The more I serve the Lord, the more I can see such kind of believers.
你说他无心，他真的有心，他有心服侍主。
Indeed, there are people they really willing and dedicated to serve the Lord.
什么时候工作放在他的手中，什么时候那个工作要迟早要砸掉。
Yet, whenever you give him an assignment, and he just simply cannot carry that assignment through.
又觉得他可以做，我有把握，我而且真的有本事，不是没有本事，弟兄姊妹。
Because his attitude was that I could hold this myself, and indeed he may be capable enough to do that.
但是四十岁过了以后，他受了打击以后，他就进入从这四十岁，我们前几天在谈，就进入中年危机了。
And after the 40 years of a birthday.He went into his mid-age crisis.
年龄稍微大一点。
And when he's getting somewhat older,
人生的阅历多一点。
And he became more experienced about life.
他开始体验到这个社会，这个人生是一个多元性的东西。
Then he began to realize that the world was not as simple as he thought.
他开始遇到一些打击。
He began to suffer through disappointments of his life.
到了80岁的时候。
At age of 80,
脱胎换骨，换了另外一个人。
He became another man again.
本来是我能的。
He turned from I can
变成我不能。
To become I cannot.
请你做这件事可以吗
？Would you please do this?
哦、oh, ，不不不
，No, I can't.
我告诉你，他不是假谦卑，他是真的谦卑。
He was not putting it up. He really was feel humble.
哦，不像有些人请他做一些事情，哪里哪里，其实心里面说这里这里，你还是来找我。
Some people may show that he would not being humble, yet in his mind he's very willing to do that for you.
到了八十岁，这个人已经完全没有气焰， 也完全没有志气。
And by then, he had lost all his ambitions.
弟兄姊妹，这种人神也不能用他。
Yes, indeed, God cannot use somebody like that.
因为神要用他，他不愿意被神用。
Because God wanted to use him, and he was not willing to do so.
我们的神是永远不会 twist 我们的 arm 来做一件我们不喜欢做的事情的一位神。
Our God will never twist our arms in order for us to do something.
感谢赞美主，他进入第三个阶段，从我不能跳出来，看见上帝是那位全能的主。
Praise and thank the Lord as he turned into the third stage of his life. He turned from I cannot into believing in God's power.
他忽然发现他像个手套。
All of a sudden, he realized he was like a glove.
你把那手套丢在那里，说手套手套，拿这个杯子，他拿不起来。
If you ask a glove to pick up a cup, and the glove will not be able to do that.
手套说我不能。
The glove says I cannot.
但是什么时候神进到手套里面的时候？
Yet as God enter this glove,
当神套在我们这手套里面的时候
，when God is inside of this glove,
这个手套就可以拿杯子。
Then this glove can pick up this glass.
不是手套拿这个杯子，是手套拿这个杯子，也不是这个手套拿这个杯子。
It may appear that the glove is picking up this glass, but it's not.The glove that is picking up.
因为里面有一个神的能力灌注在里面。
Because there is God's power inside of the glove, enable the glove to do it.
所以上一次我们从摩西的身上一直强调，求主帮助我们每一个人，包括我们传道同工在内，让我们从我能我不能进到神能。
So I pray that each one of us, all the pastors, all the ministers, as well as all you, to enter this age of say God can.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。